Hey, it's Katie Moran. Here's our heartfelt lift. Today I'm here with.
Dana Gricken.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting so long to have the opportunity to interview you and to learn more about you. I love your ex-presence, and it's so inspiring and uplifting to hear how much you've overcome and that you're really pursuing writing because I think it takes a decision to really go from a place where you feel like your circumstances are overpowering you to go to a place where you're making your own circumstances, and
Right.
specifically in the realm of creative expression, because that takes heart and that takes courage. So I'd love to hear a little bit about your story.
Yeah, so for most of my teenage years, I was completely housebound with anxiety. I had to leave school because my panic attacks were so bad. And I started homeschooling, and I thought for a really long time that was it. Like I'd never be able to go outside again. Gradually over the years, my anxiety was worsening, and I thought there's no help for me. Until my doctor gave me a medication and said, "Hey, why don't you try Prozac? See if that helps you." I started on that, started slowly getting outside a little bit more, and now I've been all over the city and I've gone places I never thought was possible before. And it's been a long journey, but I'm proud of how far it's come.
Yeah, I love that so much. And for anyone who is in a spot right now where they're listening and they feel like they're overcome with circumstances that are less than ideal, what would you say to them?
I would say never give up hope. There's always a chance that it'll get better. Maybe not today or tomorrow, but someday. And I'm glad that I kept going with it and I didn't give in to despair because I have had just a crazy, incredible year of being able to go places I never dreamed about. So definitely never give up. Keep going. You're going to make it.
What does it mean to you to be able to be pursuing writing now?
Oh my gosh, writing has been my dream since I was a kid. I remember being six and telling my teacher, "I'm gonna be a writer. I'm gonna publish books." Everyone was like, "Sure," but I actually have made it happen. So for me, writing is kind of a creative release when I have really bad anxiety, really bad depression. It's just nice to sit down and put my thoughts on paper. So it's been a great company to me all these years.
That is incredible. Do you think that overcoming what you came overcame with anxiety has helped you become a better writer?
For sure, yeah. I feel like it's given me more empathy. So when I'm writing a character, I can actually go into their circumstance and write them with anxiety or depression, kind of spread that message and let other people know through my stories, like, hey, you're not alone. Lots of other people go through anxiety and depression too.
That's so incredible. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. It's so exciting.